Simin Ayin Aleph and Simin Ayin Beis, Beis Hashem Yisbarach. We gave tzedakah a few times chai, that the limit should be only Hilchos Tov Aleh L'maisa, because Bila Mavat HaNetzach, Beis Hashem, we should know Shein V'Shever Migvuleinu, Shvizoyche, coming up to Zman Geula. We are in the midst of Zman Geula, Rashi says, Adar and Nisan Perm V'Pesach is Mishnechnas Adar Marvin Simchas, because it's a Zman Geula, Perm V'Pesach, Rashi says. So in the midst of Zman, Ben Gula Legula, we should be Zeche to the Gula Shleimo. Benuchal Kvar Hashono, Min Azvachim Nipsochim, in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody together, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, in Eretz Yisrael. Bekarach Mamish. Just a small Akdama to the Lachis of Aninus and Avelus. Be'etzim the Dina Aninus Min Atero is Mepurush in the Torah only with regard to two things. With regard to eating Gmeiser, Lo Yechalti Bo'ini Mimenu, is vidur meisers, that a person did not eat the meiser ba'aninus, and by kochim, achalti chatas hayoyim ayita b'nei Hashem, like Aaron HaKohen said, that it's mefurish, since he was an einin, it was also b'kochim. So that's the din aninus, which is mefurish in the Torah, clapping two different things. With regard to midar abanan, Chazal asked, extended the din aninus, to asked also achilas basar v'shtiyas yayin, and they said that a oinin is potter from kol mitzvah's essay, whether it's either aitzim, either avanan, is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Let's say, like the Bir Halacha points out, but that is all a din derabanan. But pashtus, even if you dash in it from the man zizkor, lachor it's only a smach tabam, like the Muki Yosef says, but it's really only mishum kodesh ameis, or mishum ein mishi yisamaso. Rashi learns it's din aitzim mitzvah the way we paskin lehalacha, lachor like teisvis. It's not exactly clear which is the tam, lachor it's both of them. Lamaisa, it's only a derabanan. The din avelus is not mefurish in the Torah. The shaila is there a din avelus in the Torah or not? That's machlekes rishonim we saw. The Rif and the Rambam hold that there is a din avelus yom rishonim. The din avelus is daraisa. It's either learned out of aninus or it's learned out of that which a person is mechuyev to mitam on the mace. Why says there is a din avelus to be misavol? There's he's supposed to be metapa with the mace. He's supposed to be oisik with the mace. The whole epaches. That's a din midaraisa, and so that there's the din of avelus midaraisa. That's definitely the rift in the Rambam. According to Teisvitz, Shitas Teisvitz and Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Smag, they hold that in Echrami there is no din of avelus midaraisa b'chlal, and the whole din of aninus is only until the kfura. After the kfura starts the din avelus, but interestingly enough, lechura midaraisa, the din of aninus is the entire first day. For some reason, we stop the din of aninus. We know that an oinin is rachman tlan, an oinin is until the kfura. Now midaraisa lechura, hachalti chatas hayoyim hayita avin Hashem. It's the whole first day the person has the din of an oinin. Where does it come from to say that the din of aninus stops by kfura and then starts the din of avelus? And like the Aruch HaShulchan, a lot of this is from the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya Shimem Aleph, the beginning, he's Marech, I was just Makatzer, but he's Marech when he gets to the two dinim. And what's Asr as an Oinin is Mutter as an Oval, and what's Asr as an Oval is Mutter as an Oinin. The Din Rechitza and these things, disperse, Lavdafka is Asr. Bichlal, when he's an Oinin, it's only Asr Al Tavelus, and the Achilas Basr Vishthias Yain is only when he's Oinin, it's not when he's Oval, and the Ptor from Mitzvah Zichr is only when he's Oinin, not when he's Oval. So it's two different dinim. And the cutoff point, according to Tesis of Yumayu, is by the Kfura. Up until the Kfura, he has a din of Einin. After the Kfura, he has a din of Avelus. It's actually, interestingly enough, L'chura, it's as soon as the first, the kever is covered over with Afar, like the Mishmura says, that already the din Anina stops, and the Kedavin. But the Avelus only starts from after the totally finished covering over the kever. So there is a few minutes over there, the L'chura is not an Einin, it's not an Afar. It's in between. So it seems like. But that's according to Tesis. Now the shaila is why? Why did they say that the din oinin stops at the kfura? L'chem midarais this entire day. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings out that the smag asks the question, and he says that's the minig. He says even though mishenikvar ameis afilu nikvar b'yom amisa no gu ha'om levatal ha'aninus afapish lekachim ein abatal kol hayom. Even though kachim it's entire day, no gu ha'om levatal ha'aninus. The question is, where does that come from? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, mashma that it's not midino. Midino aninus should be the entire day. Just there, no go up. So Zokter, that he wanted to see differently, say that Chazal couldn't be machmir after the Kfura, because that would be a Chumra the Otzidei Dekula. Why were Chazal machmir? Chazal were machmir as Kredish Omeis, Yisim Aso. Those times don't really apply after the Kfura, or really don't apply after the Kfura. Memela, if you're going to be machmir and say that the din Aninus Midarabanan applies the entire time of the din Aninus Midaraisa, it's going to come out that you're going to pater him from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Afterwards, it's a chumra, to be machmer and say that it's a din oinin is going to come out of kula, that he's not going to be kind of any of the mitzvahs, he's not going to dam, he's not going to say kirishma ukudema. And therefore, they said, you're going to be mevatel, even mitzvahs daraisa, because the mazer and ukudema, and memeila chazal, we're not machmer over there. La maisa, the din aninus, is only midaraisa, is only regard to two things. So it's not we're being oiker the din daraisa. Chazal extended the din aninus daraisa, which applies to kachim and meiser. They extended it to other things also. Achidus pasur, shtiyas yayin, all the kim kol mitzvahs. That which they extended it to, that addition that they added on, that they said stops after the kfura, so it shouldn't be a chumra dasi dekula. Sif aleph. The mechaber says misha meis loy meis shuchayv lesavolov. Afilu ina mutalov lekaveri. Potter mikriyeshma mitvilov. Afilu moreis lachman latzmi likrisenu shai. He paskins that somebody, if it's a filo in a mutal of the covering, then he's still potter and he's not allowed to be machmer. Then he continues, which he seems to be seisha after in Eubay, and this is what the Achrayim are busy with, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im yesh lei mishe shtalo b'shvilo b'tarfei kvura, v'atzalach malatzmer likvis, ein mechem yadei. But if he has somebody else to take him over, then, and he wants to be machmer, ein mechem yadei. What do you mean? You just told me that it's also to be machmer. So, different answers given in the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. But Lamayim Tamikar Adin, the way that the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of the day, is the Ramaz Metzayin to Shin Mem Aleph, that it's also to be Machmer, and we are Meicha B'yodoy, Ein Rishay Lachmer B'chol Gavni, V'chein Iker, and therefore, he's not Mekayim any mitzvah. The only thing that he says is that if you go and take Kaddish, if he's not taking away Kaddish from someone else, if there's other Avelim there, then he shouldn't, in a place, Prima Gavni speaks this out. The Mishnah Berurah speaks it out for Kitzer, but if you look at Prima Gavni says, in a place where you're going to be taking away a kaddish from somebody else, the person's going to be taking away a kaddish from somebody else, and he shouldn't go, he's not really chayv in mitzvahs, and therefore, it's only kvodesh omeis if he's not stealing from somebody else. You know, the maisim of two people that want to do the almid, one person says, lilinish masda, we're doing a tevil for the meis. Do it to be mevatet to somebody else, to be mekayim in mitzvah, that's also a tevil of kovet omeis. So it's not a kovet for the meis to take a kaddish away from somebody else, for steal somebody else's kaddish. So only if you're not taking away somebody else's kaddish, then the einin could go ahead and even though he's an einin, still say kaddish. But aside from that, moichin b'yadoi in the taka, pater and gatzin. Now, what's the story with the chaver kaddisha? So Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that if there's a chaver kaddisha, that they give it over to the chaver kaddisha, then kilo as if it's already nimsar lekatafim, it's like nimsar to the people that carry it on their shoulders, and it's out of the person. It's kibbutz of his nikvar. He did everything that he has to do. There's no problem with the shomei. There's no problem with imi shiyus maso because he's being taken care of. And really, it's going to be chayiv. If it's a personal person, it's an individual that's taking care of it. You never know what could arise, and they're going to come back to the son ukedema. Therefore, he's put there until he's in the ground and buried. However, if it's chaver kedisha, this is their business. They have a problem. They work it out. It's as good as done when it's given to the chaver kedisha. Which lechor would come out, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Shem Memalaf in Yeridea, would come out lechor lefidis, that bizmanenu, that they have a chaver kedisha that takes care of everything. They make one call, mezaskim chaver kedisha, and they take care of everything. And they take care of the tachrichim, and they take care of the... Unless they mamish, my uncle was nifter, they didn't have any children, and there's a shayla where to bury him, should be in Har Menuchah, should be in Har Zitzim. These things, everybody in Eretz Yisrael gets a free, anybody that's a citizen in Eretz Yisrael gets a free plot, burial plot. Exactly where, they could choose a prime property, it depends where, in the basic forest, you could choose which basic forest comes to money. So it has to be, these things have to be worked out. But Be'etzem, as soon as, he says all that the family does is pay. They tell the Chaver Kedisha, and then they charge a credit card, and that's it. It's already, Chaver Kedisha takes care of everything. Even though they're going ahead and being malave, and even though they're also taking the shovel and shoveling dirt inside, nevertheless, be'etzem klapei them, it's already finished. They're finished. The family is finished. There's nothing else that they're doing, unless one of the children is going to be maspid there by the basic forest, which is not so common unless it's by a gadol, by a young gadol. But generally that's it. He says that, Kumtais, then there would be lechera no din of aninus really, because as soon as the person is nifter, whatever, it's a few minutes, it's called the Chavikdish. Chavikdish takes everything. What's that? Because if he gave it over, what do you mean by the by levaya, a person, what do you mean by levaya? So as soon as the Chavar Kedisha takes care of everything, so then there's no more that they have to do. But if there still is something in the basic verse that they have to do, then in a Hanami, then they're not finished. But generally, as soon as it's given over to the Chavar Kedisha, Chavar Kedisha takes care of everything, the Kriyon, the Tachrichim, and everything else, it's taken care of. Or after that Spedim, anything else that could be that even before, and Masasim takes care of it. Depends what happens. If they need somebody to go from Merit, in a regular case, and they're not traveling from place to place. Very often, especially in the Alta Hang in Europe, certainly wasn't they weren't going too far in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. They're not going, unless they're burying somebody in Meron, like they just had this past week. But generally they're not traveling anywhere too far from Yerushalayim, and it's given over to the Chavar Kedisha. But at them, there's nothing else that's mutlal on them to do. If they have to prepare, arrange people for their Spedim, Mukadema, that's Yerushalayim, if that's also Kedosh Omeis. Or if that's not really for the maize, it's also for the cover of the maize. But that's not the asik of the kvura. So he says that the minig of the oilam is that when the kvura is in the city, then since the relatives all go to the Beis HaKfaris, then the aninus continues until after he's buried. And I think that's the minig that they only start, it's considered an onion until after the kvura. Since Lamaisa, they walk after they're still being Isaac in it, even though they're not needed better. The family can turn around. And some, the minig Rishalayim in some places that the children don't go b'chol to the Beis HaKfaris. In such a case, in a Chanami L'chor, the Ninus would end right there. But in a place where the children are going, and there's, then in such a case, in a Chanami, until after the kvura, he says, he ends off, v'chein ha-minig poshet b'chol medinus. That's the minik pashah b'chom dinasenu, that it's not considered an oinin until afterward. He's considered an oinin, and he's potter until after the kvura is finished.
Meaning not like the kvura, don't go with
the kvura. Or he's maybe tweaking the Mishnah Berurah a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah is not clear. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, he's talking about a Chavar Kedisha, that he just gives it over to the Chavar Kedisha, and that's it. The Chavar Kedisha takes it from there. I do know that there are certain cases, Rahman Tanif, if a young child is nifter or something, then the Chavar Kedisha just takes the mace and buries it without the family. The family doesn't even go to the basic forest. No one goes after the basic forest. Here in Yerushalayim, here in Kedish. But in such cases, that's what it almost sounds like in Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan is speaking out that since the minig is that if they go together with the Chavar Kedisha, they go in the van together with the Chavar Kedisha, and then they still shoveling dirt, mechulu, being malave, that's also considered nimus till afterwards. Somebody was telling me that his grandfather was nifter 2 years ago, and he was in America. The one of the children was in America, and he wasn't being malave, but so b'chor the halacha is in such a case. As soon as he goes onto the flight, that's it. There's nothing else. It's out of his domain, and therefore he's going to be chayav to start avelus right away. And that's very often what happens is that there's avelus. The shiva starts on two different times. For those traveling to Eretz Yisrael, it only starts after the kvura, and those that are staying in Chutz Laaretz, it starts right away. And that's why very often the shiva could be even 2 days off. It could be that the person in Eretz Yisrael is sitting for two extra days than the person in America. Simply because he started much later than the people in America. Until it was after Shkia, until it was Nifter, it was already be that he was Nifter right before they put him on a plane right before Shkia. They were able to start on Sunday right before Shkia, and it got to only Eretz Yisrael, and the Kfur was Monday after Shkia, it's already Tuesday. So they start on Sunday, and the next people are starting on Tuesday. The kids are, that's only though if they're not involved. But he said that in this, there was a question that arose with his grandfather's levaya when they landed like 12 o'clock, 12:30. There's a question when they should do levaya. Should do it right then, 12:30, and not. They started calling people in America, maybe they should do it later, or Hulu. So one of the brothers says, if that's the case, the people in America are still involved and they're calling the shots, that's when then they're talking out. There still are in your name. The Avilas didn't start yet. They're still calling the shots. That was the story that he told me. I saw the Mircha Shlema, Shlema Zalman, in Tshuva Tzadi Aleph, which is the last Tshuva in the end of Chelek Aleph, which is a lot of random things that are very negay halacha l'maisa. Hopefully the Avilus won't be. But among the things that he discusses over there in Chafei, Tzadi Aleph Chafei, in such a case, a person that's a chutzlaris, and he says in Echanami, l'chor, if he's still involved through the telephone, then it wouldn't be considered as if the Aninus ended off in such a case. The Bir Halacha says something very interesting over here. Once we're on the topic of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says that if a person used the bathroom or he ate, he's not supposed to say Asher Yotza or Berachas HaMazon. If after the Kvura he still hasn't, he doesn't feel the need to use the bathroom again, or he still feels satisfied that he's Mukhiv and Berachas HaMazon, then in Chanami he should say Asher Yotza and he should say Berachas HaMazon because he's not Potter. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. In Shimna Malf, he says no. He says since he was pater at the time that he was in the Chayiv in the Birchas Hamazon and in Asher Yotzer, then Memela he's pater in Gantin afterwards. And he says even the Fidamanda Amr that holds that by Havdalah, that even if he was an Einar Matzah Shabbos, he's Chayiv afterwards. Here's not the way. What's that Machlekes? And here is a very important klal, which is nagia to most of the halachis of Dini Tashlumin, when you get to Eis B'Mitzvah, when you get to a person Shregig. Aninus, Mezid, Aynis, when do we say that there's a Din Tashlumin, when there's no Din Tashlumin? There's a machlaikis between the Ilam Saw, between the Rush and the Maram in Rotenburg. What is the halacha if a person was Rachman Anslan and Aynin Matzah Shabbos and he didn't say Abdallah? So we know that the halacha is that if a person didn't say Abdallah Matzah Shabbos, a standard person didn't say Abdallah Matzah Shabbos, then he says until Tuesday, he says Abdallah. Now, the shaila is, how do we, somebody that was an Ein in Matzah Shabbos and was part of from Havdalah, does he say Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to be mashed on that? So the Rush says that he doesn't, and the Maram says that he does. And what's the machlokes? Even Chas Chinuch and the Aruch HaShulchan goes that way, that place goes that way. Seems that the Olam learns that the machlokes is, how do we don the din of that which a person is allowed to take Havdalah until Tuesday? Is that a din tashlumin for Matzah Shabbos? Or no, the din Havdalah is that it extends from Matzah Shabbos until Tuesday. If it's the Iker Zman is really Matzah Shabbos, just if he didn't do Matzah Shabbos and he's allowed to be mashed until Tuesday. So now, if he was potter by the Iker Zman, there's no din tashlumin. Tashlumin is only if a person had a chiv. So he can be mashed in his chiv. But if a person didn't have a chiv because he was potter midin like an oinin, then there's no din tashlumin. And Memela says the Rush, since he was potter and gansin on Matzah Shabbos, then Memela there's no din of tashlumin until Tuesday. Maram says no. The whole din of Dalla continues from Matzah Shabbos until Tuesday. So he didn't say Matzah Shabbos, and he has to say Sunday. Doesn't say Sunday, he says Sunday night. Monday night, Tuesday. He continues the entire time. It's not a din tashlumin b'chalal, it's man chiyuv. Memela says the Aruch HaShulchan, he understands that Asher Yotzar and Birchas HaMazon are chayv right away. And if the person didn't make an Asher Yotzer right away, or if a person didn't say Berachas HaMazon right away, then he's, in other words, the din to be mashlim, the din to say it until he needs the bathroom another time, or until he digests his food, that's only din tashlumin, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And Ramela, if he was potter by the Gizman, then he's potter by tashlumin. Which is lachar a big chiddush. Who told you that Berachas HaMazon yet? The person's in the middle of the Suda. And he wants to shmooze after the Suda. There's a din that he has to say Berachas HaMazon right away. He has to say Berachas HaMazon before he digests his food. There's a din that he has to say right away. That's kilu the Iker's man is to say right away. Seems to be a chiddush. But Mr. Brewer passes, it's not that way. And Kinnuri understands that no, that the Zman Chiyuv of Asher Yotzer is from the time he uses the bathroom until the next time he uses the bathroom. And the Zman Chiyuv of Berachas HaMazon is from the time that he finishes eating till his food is digested. That's what it means. Now, this plays out also in the next halacha, Berachas HaShachar. Until when can a person say Berachas HaShachar? If a person was Rachman Anslan and Oinin from the time of Alois HaShachar on till after Dalat Shoyz, so can he still say Birchas HaTerah on Birchas HaShachar after Dalat Shoyz? Says the Mishnah Berurah to Machlekes HaPaiskim, and Lamaisi goes Lekula. He says Safik Darabanan Lekula, Safik Brachas LaHakol, and therefore he says that a person should not say Birchas HaShachar except for Birchas HaTerah. And Shlo Yasani Goy, Shlo Yasani Oved, Shlo Yasani Isha. Those three brachos he still to make because they weren't made at a specific time. The Mishnah Berurah's Masber, he says, what's the pshat? He says the Iker's man for for the Birchas HaShachar is at the time that the person is, when he gets up, that's when he says, when he gets dressed, he says, Malbish HaRumim. When he opens his eyes, he says, Pekeich Yivim. That's the Iker Zman HaChazal said. If a person didn't say it then, he's allowed to say it later on, that's only a Din Tashlumin. That's a Din Tashlumin. Memela, if he was potter by the Iker Zman, there's no Din Tashlumin anymore. However, that only applies to somebody that was potter Mikra Din. However, this is a question that I probably got 3 or 4 times over this past month. And that is, let's say a person, Baruch Hashem, is not an Oinin, Rechon Atzan. But however, they forgot to say Baruch HaTerem. Or they forgot to say Baruch HaShachar in the morning. Until when could a person say Baruch HaShachar? If he wasn't potter, he was Mechoyev to say Baruch HaShachar. That is the Mishnah Berurah and Siman. The Mishnah Berurah over here is Metzayin over there. I wasn't Metzayin, so I don't know if the Eilam saw it. It says Ayin Leil, Siman and Beis, Tushu Bekim Eger. However, you should look over there in Nun Beis, and there's a Bir Halacha about it also. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud, this last of Katan, he says, I am the Sefer Maimer Mordechai, and I will show him the Zman Kol HaBrachas who Kol HaYoyim B'diyavim. וכן קלטו בספר מייצר רב לגרוב והויסף שם דאפילו בלילה שעשה שינו חיוב ונמשך לא אמרים קודם אז מקום מוקם נוכל לך תחילו לזור שלא יהיה לאחר הברוך זיס מדל צ'ויס בדיעבר על קופן מי יוכל לברוך לסמר חצויס כי כן מוכם הרבה אחרינים ועצוי מיך להוקל ועמיקו לסמך בדיעבר על גדוי למרנה לברוך לסמר אחר הצויס אין לכס ביודי למייסה משבור says לך תחילו one should say the ברוך is before דל צ'ויס if he didn't then he can be make up for short of חצויס. And somebody that wants to be mikvah, very often people feel they didn't say Birchas HaShachar in the morning, especially a wife, she was busy and she feels bad, she didn't say Birchas HaShachar in the morning, until she goes to sleep at night, unless she's mamish falling asleep, then you can't say Amar V'Sheino, says Mishnah Berurah. But everything else she could say until she goes to sleep. V'meila, ein meichin b'yodam. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins l'maitim. The Chatzchila, one should say it before Dalan Shoyis, and certainly before Chatzit. One last halacha over here in this same Bir halacha, in this Bir Halacha that we mentioned beforehand, he quotes this to Rabbeinu Yehonah that says, "Im amokim rochik yigain mahalach beiz yamim lehavi einin ad shivol ir kurasa." If it's a 2-day travel till the mokim where they're burying him, then he's not considered an einin until then. And the shaila is, why not? Sasam v'le pirish. It's not exactly clear. Why not? Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Shemir Malvi. Says, I don't understand. Einu muvan klal. The reason why an Indian is potter is because he's being Isaac in the cover of the mace and the tzrachim of the kvura. So this is all in the tzrachim of the kvura. So why should he not be potter? So he went to the time, he says that the holding of Avelus, Midaraisa, is only 1 day. Memela, even if... He says, Memela, even if the kvura is in the... In that town, whenever the kvura is in that town, so he's an oinin for 1 day. However, when the kvura is out of the town, so then if he's going to be an oinin for 2 days, then that's already different than the din aninus midaraisa. The whole aninus midarabanan that they made was really only for 1 day. Memela, to say that if it's mahalach beiz yamim, in other words, more than 1 day till it gets to the kvura, then lechatchilu you're giving this person a dinner oinin for 2 days. That wasn't really the takana. The takana was kein daraisa. The dinner oinin for daraisa is 1 day. Therefore, this is also 1 day. The main law, they wait for that 1 day and they say till he gets there, till he gets to the place that he's supposed to be. Then we'll start the oinin. Lechur would come out according to that if a person is traveling from America, especially if it's from LA or somewhere like that, Eretz Yisrael, it could very well be more than a day in travel, and lechur the person would not be an oinin for the first day. I don't think that that's the minig. I think it's 2 full days with Mahalach Beiz Yam, the way the Mishnah Berurah says. But people do clear what's on the plane. When a person is on the plane, there's nothing that really they could do for the next 12 hours. So Mamela, is that considered, does the person have the Ptur of Einin or not? I saw Rosh Hashanah says that if, Rahman al-San, a person was Nifter at night and only going to bury him the next day, the person is going to say, and there's nothing to do. They're just waiting for the next day. There shouldn't be a leitolin, whatever it is. The Mishnah Berurah that says that there's an iser in Ayin Beis. He says that there's an essay, of course, in Venerim Azeh, and there's a leis essay of leitolin. That's only if it's going to be a mizayim. But if it's like choydei that they're waiting, very often by gedolim, they wait for the next day, so more people should be able to come, then there's no iser. He says the Shem Zalman, when he goes to sleep at night, he just say Kriyash Malamito. That's what he says. He says, because it's not shaykh both of the time, Kriyash Shomesh or in Yisimaso, because there's really nothing to do. It's like Shabbos almost. Shabbos, there's no chesaron of Kriyash Shomesh, because there's nothing really to do. It's also to do anything. Memela, he says he would be chayiv, a person would be chayiv in Kriyat Shema Shalamita. And Lachor, if a person's on a plane, a person get clear. What would be? I think that the minig is that the person, until the Kura, the Maisa, from the time that he's nifter till the Kura, the person has the din. Anybody that's traveling along has the din of an oid. Sif Beis, Ein Metzina Samei Samach LeKriyat Shema, Shein Shoyt LaYitziya, LeKar B'Kredim, Shein Giyaz Man Kriyat Shema, Metzina LaYitziya, Metzikin Gidei LeKriyat. Sorry, I just went to Ein Beis. B'med V'Rumu B'Chol, B'Shabbos Chayv Kol Adam Ad Erev, In Mach Shechal Atchum. L'Chor, this din is not really so negev Bizmaneinu. People are not Mach Shechal Atchum Bizmaneinu, because the way they get anywhere is with a car, and you can't be Mach Shechal with a car. So it's really, the whole din is L'Chor not negev, and therefore a person is Chayv the entire Shabbos. Shlom Zalman says, if a person has to think about on Shabbos, the Kuro Ukadema, then next time, at that time he'll be Potter. Potter in a mitzvah, if he's talking being racing in that. Shmur Shabbos Chalsi, he says this. But he says, he has to stop it, whether or not he could stop in the middle and be Kuri Krishma. Because L'maisa is Shabbos. L'maisa is nothing that he would really do. We can only think about it. So, Yesh Lachka. After Shabbos, he doesn't say Avdallah, and he's allowed to do Malach without Avdallah. However, the Shmur Shabbos also brings down from the Achrenim that it is Kedai to say Baruch Ham Avdom and even though he's not Chayv in Avdallah, and that's not real Avdallah, but before, the same way that even when somebody's going to make Avdallah, if he wants to do Malach before and to say Baruch Ham Avdom, so too, to say Baruch Ham Avdom. Sif Gimel, Ha'om Ha'iskim Hesped Bizman. Same thing again. Mashamar Sameis, I feel my name is Potter. Somebody that's Mashamar Sameis is Potter because of Isaac B'mitzvah. Now, Yesh La'ayim B'zmanenu, that there's not really too much of being Mashamar Menachbarim, as far as I understand. The more of the Indian of Shemur that they have is to make a Shemirah. The people say Tillim, it's more Alpi Kabbalah to have a Shemirah for the Mace. The Mace shouldn't be without anybody. There, L'chara, it's hard to believe that he doesn't have a chance to daven, unless he's mamish, the only person there, there's no one there. But chlal benegiat ha'itz b'mitzvah, if you didn't really handle it, it's benegiat to simen ayin, we'll see Mirtz Hashem next month, which will be the first simen that we're going to see, Mirtz Hashem, after the Gemara Daf Chof. Oisik b'mitzvah is only if there's no one else to help him out. We saw the next halacha is, hayushnai mishamrim, zeh mishamr zekeri, vachayach mishamr zekeri. Anytime that the person could give over the mitzvah, and somebody else could go ahead and take it over, and he could daven, then that's considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and he would be mechayev to do that. Shneim chayev nesa kuch. Bizmanenu, it's not that common that a person is mamish, the only one being Isaac, and no one else could do it. Certainly there are scenarios that is the case, that it's only one person and mamish, no one else could do it. It's rare, it's few and far between. If that's the case, then a chanam is pata 100%. However, right, when they were stamping affidavits for to go to Shanghai, and they were eating chocolate and doing it 2 days straight, staying up, stamping as much as they could, 100%, there was no stopping, no doing anything. However, generally, a person who's Meshamer Meis, Ukedema, he has time, he has the Yechelet, and he would not be put there in such a case. Sif Hei is Achoyfer Kever LeMeis, is Potter. The Mishnah Berurah says he's potter afilu b'shas noichay ma'at shegam oz nekri adayin esi b'mitzvah shayidezi yitzchazik koichay lachsev l'achmar. He says a chiddush, he quotes the Ran, he says that even when he stops digging, since he's resting and the resting gives him the ability to dig better in 2 minutes when he starts again, therefore he's still considered esi b'mitzvah and therefore he's potter. If you look in Timon Lamed Ches, he tells through the Mishnah Berurah himself sends us to Lamed Ches. In Lamed Ches in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's all afi the Ran. However, according to Tesvis, if it's Efshel Lekayim Shtein, then he's Mechoyev too, and therefore that's still considered Efshel Lekayim Shtein. When he's Nach, he can say Shema. Very good that he's resting up, but he still can say Shema. Therefore, according to Tesvis, he'd be Chayev. According to the Ran, he's Pater. The only time, according to the Ran, that he would have a din to do the second mitzvah is if it's Mamish doesn't take any tircha whatsoever. The Mashal, he's wearing tefillin, and somebody comes to the door and wants the zakah. It takes no extra, he's being mekayem mitzvah. It doesn't take any extra tirchol b'chlal. In such a case, he would be miyos toiv, says the Ran, he should be mekayem the second mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah understands Lamed Ches, miyos toiv doesn't mean like it sounds, that it's a nice thing to do, don't, why not? He says, you're mechoyev to do it, says the Mishnah Berurah. If it's mamish, it takes no extra tirchol whatsoever, then you'd be mechoyev. L'chor, this would be an afkamina la'alacha. in between Taisus and the Ran, what's in a case where there is a little bit of Tircha? In that case, does the person have a din of Eisiv Mitzvah? It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is paskining that he has a din of Eisiv Mitzvah. But like we said beforehand, then in a Hanami, there's very often, there's a possibility to give it over to somebody else. Then he wouldn't be considered Eisiv Mitzvah, he'd be able to daven. A person that's a Gabbai of a Beis Knesset, this is really comes up in Tzimanai, and somebody's a Gabbai of a Shul. So if it's a Shtiblach, and that's what he's doing, he's there, he does the morning shift, he goes from Vasik until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, in Shem Shabbos, in Zichron Moshe, you have one of these places, the person can be busy from the morning till showing everybody where the minyan is, and getting people their coffee, and whatever it is, as a person. Imamish could be busy the entire time. However, there's usually somebody, it's not somebody that will be able to take him over for 15 minutes while he's on Mishmar Nesrei, Shema Mishmar Nesrei. It's not, he has the Yecholus to be busy the entire time, but there's other people there that can take him over, so he shouldn't potter himself from Tefillah Ukedemus. Sif Vav is what we said before, and if there's two people, that's really the Sisari. And Sif Zayin is also Likris Kriyash Matei Chayar Ba'am Mishalmeis, Abi Beit Akfaris, Imkar La Yata. We hope that this is the halacha which is the most Negea out of all the halachas, and that is going to basic words, that a person is not allowed to read Lane Kriyashma, Tech Dalar Ames, or inside of a basic words. Mimkara Layatso. They maskia the Kiyam Mitzvah, Mimkara Layatso, says Mishabur, even with Beshegik. Chidish, Shrel Vavil, Jerem, Filah Yeshegik. The Lamaisa, the Mishabur says that Lachor Eklapi, the Brachis, a person should not go, did not say the Brachis again. However, when he gets to Kriyashma, Ladina lini kriyashma is kimachrenim lofish divay rambam lafzer likris. Avlim birich ayispalal inachizim. So, maisa, even though they can ask him, however, when he gets it with the safik brachis, then safik brachis, we go lakula, however, when he gets the kriyashma, he should link kriyashma again. Now, when he gets to a base akvaris, the Eilam was asking this. First of all, let's just, what's the sikum of the halachis? Sai, when he gets to tzitzis, when he gets to tefillin, when he gets to kriyashma, when he gets to tefillah, are not supposed to be done b'samach to a mace or in a Beis HaKfaris. What does that mean? So if the person is outside of a Beis HaKfaris, just he happens to be within Dalat Ames of the Kfarim, he's walking down Rehov Levi Eshkol next to Sanhedrin, so it happens to be that you're much higher up and you're probably not within Dalat Ames in that case. But if a person is brushing by, there are different Beis HaKfaris that are all over. I know there's one on Kvesha Minarot on the way to Beitar. It's just on the side of the road, Mamish. There's a fence around it, but there's a bunch of farm right there. Now, if a person within Dalat Ames, if there's a machitza separating him, a pashtus, that's not a problem. He's considered outside the Beit HaKfaris. If he's inside the Beit HaKfaris, then the Mishnah Berurah says it depends where he is. If he is, even if he's not, if he's within Dalat Ames or Kever, Aser. If he's not within Dalat Ames or Kever, but he's in the middle of the Beit HaKfaris, then, says Mishnah Berurah, if he has kfarim on both sides of him, then he should not lay in Kriyashma. However, if he's at the end of the Beis HaKfaris, where it's just Mokim which is designated for Kfarim, but he's not within Dalat Ames, and there's no Kfarim on both sides of him, then Medina is Mutar. However, he says that it's a good idea not to lay in Kriyashma, and not to have a tzitzis, and not to have tefillin, anywhere in the Beis HaKfaris, because he might be Mekarev to a Kever, and therefore, it's better not to have them out Mechlal. Now, he did not discuss a scenario where they have, let's say, Bizmanenu, in the middle of, let's say, Har Menuchas, let's say, for example, I think most people have been by Har Menuchas. If you're not a Kohen, even if you are a Kohen, you probably were by Har Menuchas. But they have roads going through the entire Har Menuchas. They have to get to wherever they get to, so cars can drive down in the middle. So if a person is in that road, so it could be that he's Dalat Ames from both Kfarim, but there's Mechitzas on both sides. So is he considered inside the Beis HaKfaris because the Maisa is a fence around the entire Beis HaKfaris? Or do we say no? That the Maisa, there's mechitz on both sides. L'chur, it should be okay. I would think that Medina would be okay in such a case if there's a proper mechitz on both sides. However, maybe Al Tachshash, what the Mishnah Berurah says, that maybe it's going to be misgarev to the Kfarim, then it's a good idea not to do that. But L'chur, if there's a proper mechitz on both sides of him, even though he's within the gate, L'chur, it should be Mutar Medina. It could be that the minig is L'maisa not to do that. People don't make minyanim there, and people don't, as soon as they come to Beis HaKfaris, people, as long as the says, that's the minig, and the kol shetach Beis HaKfaris, that's the, people do that. L'maisa, generally, when people come into Beis HaKfaris, they put in their tzitzis, and if they're standing in the, I don't think that they leave their tzitzis out, if they're standing by the road, and only when they go to next to the farm, generally people are are a machmer to get to that, though I think that Mikra din l'chor is mutter. What's that? Maybe it is, but if there's mechitza on both sides of you, so then l'chor, in what way does it make it a base akbar? Because it says harmenuchas on the sign outside. The shell is that's in it. What? So zikr is l'chor, the roads weren't huksa. It's hard to say that the roads were huksa. That's why they made the roads. The road is there. The road is there. Maybe all the way at the end could be, but the road is. It was there. Yeah, it was there. They never planned on putting the kfarim in the place of them. There are places, there are basic kfarim in Tzfas that a person has no idea where the kfarim and in Har Zeitzim and Ukudema that there's no could be there could be kfarim underneath wherever he's walking. No, no. But in the more later. Based on cars that were made recently, and they were designed in a way that there's streets through, L'chura, it's hard to say, it has a din of a basic cars, even if there's a sign on the outside that says, however, my Mishnah Berurah says that, it's a good idea not to have tefillin or tzitzis or kedemah, because he might be miscarried to the kfar. Now, if he has a jacket covering his tzitzis, it's not a problem. It doesn't have to be a tzitzis and his tzitzis. They're not supposed to be uncovered.
But sure,
then it's going to be in the cows.
Is there a problem to make a
birchas hanenin in the? That's a very good question. I was asked that question recently. It seems that it's not a chatchila. Not a chatchila. You should walk out of the. You should walk into the street to do that, and you shouldn't do it right by the farm. You shouldn't make a bracha right by the farm. Bachar. In a chanam. What? Now, what's with the Tzion in Miron and what's with Kever Rachel? They have Sefer Torah there. I was just not long ago, a cousin of mine donated Sefer Torah to Kever Rachel, and I was there for Achanas Sefer Torah. They have Aron, they have Minyanim there. They have. How does that work? So, it's not clear exactly where Rachel Imenu is buried or where the Rebbe Lezer and the Rishon LeChayyim are buried. That's the truth. I saw in the Dirshu that they quote from the Gesher HaChaim that says that Rishmul Salant, when he went to Kever Rachel, he would talk a Davin in the hallway. He didn't want to get too close because he wanted to be outside of Dalet Ames outside the Rosh. They quote there a Minchas Elazar, which I looked up the Tshuva in Chilek Gimel, Simen Rav Gimel, and the Munkacher, he's Myrich when he gets to this Shaila exactly. When you get to Meron, when you get to Kever Rachel, he wanted a Tanya. Gabi, the Kvarim of the Avos and the Imois, they were before Matan Torah. Memela Meikar Adin, they were not Mechuy V'Mitzvahs B'chol. And Memela, the same way that by Isho, somebody that wasn't Mechuy V'Mitzvahs, there's no problem Meikar Adin, even though he says, he likes to, that they were Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and Nasa Shteikul Yesim, Kishtei Mayonis, and he was Mekayim all the entire Torah. Nevertheless, they weren't Mechuy V'Dover, therefore there's no problem of letting the Rosh. That's what he wants to say when he gets to Rachel Imenu and when he gets to the Avos and Imois. When he gets to Miron, there he says that their Lachur buried somewhere else in a Ma'aro. It's not exactly where they daven, and it's a Chodik Rishus La'atzmai, and therefore it's not a problem of letting the Rosh, and that's probably the case. He also adds in there that Bechlal, the whole thing is Lechvoidam, and the Mashmois is that when they're davening there, Yeshiva, Hoyshiv Yeshiva Al Kivrei. Says by Chizkiyahu HaMelech that when he's nifted, the Hoyshiv Yeshiv Al Kivrei, Tesva says that it's Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean Al Kivrei, it means Rachik Dalat Amis, because if not, it's a problem for Leg the Rosh. However, the Radvaz, in Chilek Aleph, Simon Reish Chav Dalin, it's Tshuva, he says, no, Al Kivrei, not a problem, because it's Lechvoidai. Since it's Lechvoidai, so therefore it's not a problem. And that's Paskin Lehalacha in Simon Shin Mem Dalin, Sif Yud Zayin, Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. That's the same psukim, it's the same drushes, and the spade in lechvei ames. In a chanami, it's not a problem, it's a chvei. The Taz speaks out of there. He says that the guy that's dashing the masper that decides to say shtik lechter and show everybody how much he's a good masper. He says lo nichlu. That's not a chvei ames. That's a chvei atzlocha. But he says that anything which is chvei ames. Now, how does this apply? A person is there and they're saying tilim for lechvei one ames. Lilu nishmasa. He's within dalat ames of a different ames. Is that a problem? They're not doing lilu nishmasa. Or it's like Daimlim, all the Mesim are fine because we allow you to go for me if it's... The good is that they're doing it for the Chav of the Mes, Lachar. Once it's the Chav of the Mes, then Lachar is not a problem. And that was another tirf of why it should be Mutter in all the Kibri Tzadikim, Mukudeme, B'chlal, it says during Elul, during Atzei Tzmei Tshuva, to go and be Mispalel al Kibrei Tzadikim, B'schus to daven, not to the Mishnah Berurah speaks down, Tafka Payalef, not to daven to the Niftarim, but B'schus the Niftarim, HaKadosh Baruch should answer us. So it's Mamish L'Chvaydom, that we're being Semach on them, L'Chvaydom, it's not a problem. It happens to me one other Kula, which would make a lot of, would matter a lot of things and take care of a lot of problems, and that is the Netziv says a Chiddush in Shiltis, in Chayasara, that if they're Maimik Yud Tvachim, and they bury him down Yud Tvachim, then it's Chiddush Rishas L'Atzmai, and there's no problem of laying the Rosh B'Klal, which most Kfarim probably are Yud Tvachim deep, or probably Yud Tvachim deep where the Nifter is, Bizmanenu L'Chol Pachik, and that would make no problem. However, that's not the vinegar. That's not the many times of Mekel. I don't think anybody else says that. Especially in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, it's not Chiluk Rishus L'Atzmai, and therefore, Ma'aseh the Mekel. That's Siman Ayin Aleph. Siman Ayin Beis. The Noitzi Amit V'Chilufein, Sefala V'Chilufein L'Chafein, Noitzi L'Chafein Mita, Men She'achle Mita, Oysen Shalom Mita Terech V'en Pturim, She'aram Alavin Atamei, She'en Lamita Terech V'en Chayim. How does this play out with Manenu? That with Malavim, are they potter from Kriyashma, are they potter from Tvila? How is it Negea? So it happens to be, it's not so Negea. In the morning when you get to Kriyashma Shal Shachris, most people do not make Levayis that early in the morning. Most of the time, it's after, there's already most people laying Kriyashma, not before, usually 9 o'clock, 9:30, which is ready to say Kriyashma, the second Zman in Eretz Yisrael. You could find places in the world where it's not that way, not common that they do it so early. That's really the next halacha, and it's not supposed to be Samachos Man Kriyashma. That way everybody should be laying Kriyashma. However, it could happen at night. It could be that they have a Rabbi Yashas Levi, I remember, they pushed it off to the night. It was Nifter and Tammuz, and they pushed it off to the night because it was too hot, and it would be dangerous to have so many people together by Levaya. They pushed it off to the night. And it took hours till they got to the Kfuru. So the question is everybody there a Pater? So it's hard to believe that all of them are Neisei Mitzvah Shel Yesh L'Mitzvah Tzerech Lehem. You had 300,000-400,000 people there. You couldn't get anywhere near the Mitzvah. Besides the fact that Kimdumani was in an ambulance. That's usually how they do Bizmanenu, that it shouldn't be a problem. So it's sort of a catch-22. Why? Because if it's a small Levaya, so they talk and need the person to carry, so then the Levaya takes 15 minutes till the Kfuru. If it's a big Levaya, then they don't need you. So usually it doesn't happen that they need them. And therefore, it's not the negeah. However, where is the yes negeah? Let's say by Rabbi Aaron Chodesh was nifter, beginning of this month. It's a winter. It's a short afternoon, and the levaya is at 12 o'clock, and it goes till and they walked all the way to Har Menuchis. So you only get to Har Menuchis after the kfuro. It's already 4:30. So you missed the Tar Mincha. Is everybody potter there or not? Might be even to get the tefillah. Even those, everybody's potter from tefillah. Tefillah's only darabon. Everybody's potter from tefillah. That would be the case over here. L'chur. However, not that simple. Why is it not that simple? Because b'zman des beidim, the halacha is nishmat en achazachas. So if a person has a... So that's the first 2 hours was des beidim. The first hour is des beidim. Then they're ready b'chur, l'chur. Everybody should have gone to daven then. He wasn't part of then. The b'zman de halicha, yesh la'ayin also, whether or not, when there's so many people there, and they're walking from Beit Yisrael to Har Menuchos for 45 minutes. The question is, can a person stop for 5 minutes on the side and daven without a problem? He's nowhere near the maze. He's nowhere within. Stops for 5 minutes, then he goes to continue. L'chero, it's not a chesaron. He could stop, especially if he's at the beginning. Mon v'shach. If he's at the... Whenever they started. So if he's all the way at the beginning, he started walking right away. So then he can stop for 5 minutes and wait for the maze to come. If he's at the end, so he doesn't start walking for 5 minutes. It's very hard to find the case that Lamaisi is going to be putter the entire time, that he's mamish being oisik, he's going to be putter the entire time. It's not l'chura, not that negir. Sif Beis, emetis beis on l'kriyishma, is what we just said. Sif Gimel, amma oiskim behetspid, it's supposed to be nishmat achas achas. Dalet, covers the mitzvah v'chazru, avim l'kabot anchumim. Then the halacha is, if they could start kriyishma beforehand, that's the gemara, and then the halacha is they start, and if not, then they go straight to the nichum. However, that's only if Zman Kriyashma is not going to pass. If Zman Kriyashma is going to pass, then since they didn't start the Nichum Avelim yet, then they start Kriyashma, and they don't worry about the Nichum Avelim until after they finish Kriyashma. Yeah. Now, the halacha is, if there is still time afterwards to lay Kriyashma, then if they have a few seconds till they get from the Kfuro to the Shura, Then the shura is what they do right outside, generally bizmanenu. What they do is after the kfura, they walk to the road, which is outside of the kfarim, and everybody lines up into two rows, and the oval passes in between them, and everybody says, Hamachim Yerachem Eschem. That's called the shura. Now, it generally takes a minute to go from the kever to the... Then everybody has to line up. It takes another 3-4 minutes, possibly. But, so if a person has time to start Kriyashma, then he has to start Kriyashma. Now, what happens when he gets to the shura? So that's Machlokes Rishonim. Does he continue? Because once he started, you don't stop. He's now Oisik in Kriyashma. Once he's able to start Kriyashma, he's Oisik in Kriyashma, and then he doesn't stop. Oisik in the Bottom Ritual. Or do we say no? He's only asking Kriyashma until he gets to the Shura. Then he stops. That's how the Magen Avraham goes, and that's how Mishnah Berurah paskens. He starts saying Kriyashma, and then he stops. The shaila is, why does he start? Tell him, man. Why is he starting Kriyashma Bechlal? There's enough time to say Kriyashma afterwards. To start Kriyashma and not finish it, what's the purpose? You didn't even finish your mitzvah, so what are you doing? The third reason is because it's mutl on him to lay in Kriyashma, and therefore he shouldn't do anything else before he lays Kriyashma. So therefore he has to start. If he has to stop in the middle, because he has a mitzvah iveris, that's the way the Prima Gadam says, he has a mitzvah iveris of Nicham Avhelim, Mamela will stop in the middle. L'chur, it's Mishum Kvoidish Omeis, he's allowed to stop. Kvoidish Shel, it's Shel Mishnei HaKovid, L'chur, he'll be allowed to stop, at least Ben HaProkim, or, could be even more than that. Maybe it's already a Matzav of Einer, because it's L'chur would be similar to Einer, it would be like Davar Shel Kedusha, he'll be able to stop in the middle, and therefore, he's allowed to stop in the middle and continue afterwards. So the reason why he starts is because it's Muslim Kalin Kriyashma. The reason why he stops in the middle is because he has a now mitzvah iveris and he's able to finish Kriyashma later on. So he starts, stops, and then continues afterwards. L'chari wouldn't have to go back. What? From where he was holding. L'chari, what we're saying, according to that, he would continue from where he was holding.
Even with
the Ligmar Skula, if he wasn't an Einus yet. If he wasn't an Einus. That we'll have to see you next month. Last halacha. What's that? Is that considered oinus? The question is, oinus is oinus the din of kedei ligamar eskulai is only when it's usher for him to say shema the entire time. If it's usher for him to say shema the entire time, like the soya erev ukedema, then there's a din of kedei ligamar eskulai. The chachmim, you're not supposed to stop bechlal, but in such a case, there's no soya eretz, then he's allowed to stop. The last halach. No, after Shema, he should go and say again. He should say again. Whenever he says the brachas, he should say brachas together with Kriya Shema like anybody else that's saying it.
Better to finish Shema first, or
maybe till the end of the parsha. Maybe till the end of the parsha. Not to stop in the middle. But I don't know if he's mechuyev to it. Mechuyev. Whatever. Yeah. The reason why he's starting is because he's mechuyev to it, and the chayyim should finish it also. Now he's. Question. Now he has a minion in front of him, so what should he do in such a case? Just the last case, the last halacha over here is an interesting thing. The Bir Halacha says, I'm Pir Dugan Shkasov, the Mashma, the Oisik Mimitra, Filo Mitra der Abanan, Shuving Lelipsik, Filo Mitra der Aiso. Mitzarachin, Minayin Loise, Arkan Lashem. Then if a person is Oisik Mitra der Abanan, then he doesn't stop Mitra der Aiso. So when he gets the Kriyashma, we just mentioned, that the Achrayna wanted to say, that it says the only time that a person is chayiv is b'leches zidcho, if you're doing it for yourself. Anytime it's not for yourself, it doesn't have to be mitzvah daraisa. Even mitzvah daraisa, it's not for yourself. In the main law, a person would be putter in such a case. Yashu kechacho, t'ra'olam, still have another day, not saying goodbye. We're not going to end off with this. I wanted to finish today, and tomorrow we'll say another vart, be'ez Hashem. We should end off with, when you get to, just a small vart, when you get to daf chof. I'm hoping that the ilm will see it first. And we'll be able to finish tomorrow. Be'ezah Hashem Yisrach.